Lobby Day in Raleigh for the North Carolina NAACP. It was People's Legislative Advocacy Day, with residents around the state gathering at the state legislature to meet with members of the General Assembly, calling for expanded health care, a higher minimum wage, redistricting reform, laws protecting the right to vote, and the repeal of HB 2, among others. This following the Legislative Advocacy Day from earlier this year, where NAACP members met with North Carolina's U.S. congressional and senatorial delegation. Joined now on the air by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, who has not even stopped at home. She just came from the General Assembly straight here. So, Anna, thanks for being here. How did it go?
Well, great. Great being here. Beautiful day to be out downtown, although I must say, little bit disappointing. We were part of a team effort. As you mentioned, there were, I'd say, probably 350 people there, and we were divided up in teams so that folks went to visit their legislators, and we visited both Greg Meyer, Verla Insko, and Senator Fauci. Mm-hmm. So, of course, our message to them was, you know, we need our friends now more than ever, and so even though we agree with them on many of the issues, we really need for them to be our eyes, ears, and voices every day as the proceedings go on, because we're not there. And when we are there, like today, the Senate chose to change its schedule. They initially changed the schedule yesterday so that they usually meet late on Tuesdays, so they were supposed to meet early today. So we originally planned on going there at 10. We changed our schedule to 8, and then the Senate did not go in session during the time we were there today. And the House wasn't in session this morning. We had the galley packed with folks, and there were some school children there too. So I think they got a chance to see how our legislature works. When we got in there, they were conducting business beginning at 1 o'clock, and within 5 minutes after the gallery filled, there was a motion to adjourn. And so they ended their business. So no business was conducted today. They didn't want to see us. And they didn't want us listening to what they were doing. And so they made a motion to adjourn, and they adjourned. And I got to say, shame on you. So,
well, that's great. This is a good strategy. You get 500 people in the General Assembly, and then they'll just adjourn, and then the GA won't pass any more bills. That's, for the most part, all right, right?
Well, given what they've passed, that might be a strategy, although as taxpayers, we're paying their salaries, and there is business for them to transact. So at some point, they need to take care of the people's business, and right now, I think one of the clearest signs that you're not doing what you maybe should be doing or what you were elected to do is running scared, and that's what they're doing right now.
So speaking again with Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, that was what happened in the chamber where you were people, rather, because you met with Meyer and Insko and Fauci. Were other people able to meet with either House members, legislators, or at least staffers?
We had a full schedule, so the goal was to have individual meetings in offices or in conference rooms or wherever we could find space. Our Chapel Hill, Orange County, and Chatham County delegation really ended up being about 25 people by the end of the day, and so we were crowding in those offices, and most people were at least able to speak to staffers. We spoke with our representatives. So again, our representatives were glad to see us and welcomed us for meetings.
Did you get reports from others who met with others? Or
we got reports. Some were not able to meet. Some had meetings scheduled, and all of a sudden the member had a conflict, and so they spoke with staffers. We had a letter which we delivered to every member. And that letter talked about the bills that we support and some that we support repeal of.
Speaking again with Anna Richards, and I mentioned right at the very top, it was a whole bunch of issues that members of the NAACP were there talking about, including HB2, redistricting, voting rights, obviously, health care, minimum wage laws. What were the top priorities among those?
I got to say the gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's classic. If you, anybody listening, look at Greg Myers' district, and he spoke about this. You know, we have instances where folks live next door to each other, and some of them are in his district, and some of them are in Ensco's district. Even the Orange County Elections Board can't guarantee that they can tell you exactly whose district you're in. And the gerrymandering has gone on forever. I don't think the Democrats were pure in that regard either. The difference now is really with computer-generated models where they can literally create districts that based on both who's running and what they think the electorate wants and what the electorate looks like. So there are districts that are where there's no diversity at all. And they've taken other districts, and that's, you know, on both sides of the aisle. And so the question is that are the electors sending their representatives, or are the representatives deciding on who they want to send them? Mm-hmm. And that's not democracy. So gerrymandering, huge issue. HB2, especially during this week of the Final Four, a huge issue for our state as we watch the games coming from South Carolina. That's going to continue, unfortunately, have an economic hit on the state. But the key element for HB2 is not the bathroom bill, as folks say, but really taking away the rights of local municipalities to decide wages. So that's a huge issue. And the other issue is one of the amendments is saying, well, let's let local communities decide how they want to decide this issue. And our position really is you can't legislate, or you shouldn't legislate town by town, human rights and civil rights, that those things have been won in the courts, and it really should be across the state access.
And both of those issues, gerrymandering and HB2, they're being fought out in the courts, and the court cases are sort of moving faster than any bill in the General Assembly.
Well, actually, if you want to get right down to it, the General Assembly is really an illegitimate government right now because they were given till March 15th to redraw the lines. They ignored that. The courts ruled against them. They said it was intentional. We expect that within the next day or two, there'll be another court ruling that hopefully will say they need to move ahead with that. And we would have an election this year, which again is something that we're supporting.
Still waiting on the Supreme Court for that one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Speaking with Anna Richards, and you can find out more on the local NAACP chapter, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website there. So go there and find out more. Anna, we got to let you go, and I know you need to get home because you've been out all day. But what else do people need to know?
Couple things. If you go to our website, we've now linked our Twitter page to that. We'd love for you to be a follower of ours, and we're trying to keep that Twitter feed going. So if you go to our website, you can be a part of that communication. And of course, one more reminder, you can get tickets still for our upcoming fundraiser. We only have one a year. It's the Freedom Fund dinner on April 7th at the Chapel Hill Sheraton. Tickets are only $50. We have a reduced half rate for students. And we really think it's going to be a great event, and we invite folks. They can do that online as well as become a member online.